this get made? Hello, everybody, and welcome to How Did This Get Made? A mini episode. For all of our new listeners out there, this is the episode where we tell you what we're going to be watching next so you can watch along with us. You won't be behind the curve. And boy, oh boy, we have a doozy for you. This is one that I really forgot about until someone wrote in and suggested it. And I was like, oh yeah, this is great. Jaws 4, The Revenge. That's right. Jaws 4, The Revenge. This time, it's personal. Holy moly. This movie is so bad. It is one of the rare films to get a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. 0%. It's so bad. The trailer shows no scenes from the movie. It's just voiceover. Here, take a listen.
Instinctively, man has always been drawn to the sea. Its beauty, its mystery, its secrets. But there is also a vague uncertainty, a sense of intrusion into an alien world where man is unwelcome and completely at the mercy of the most terrifying predator on Earth. Man's deepest fear has risen again. Jaws, The Revenge. This time, it's personal.
Oh my gosh. Only 89 minutes, so it won't be that bad. The movie has Lorraine Gray as Ellen Brody. She is the only returning character. The movie wipes the slate clean of any other plot developments that happen in Jaws 3D, which I don't count as a Jaws movie. I do. They don't. And it also stars Mario Van Peebles and Michael Caine. Oh, man. This is going to be fun to watch. It's so bad. Everything about this movie, It's really, it's going to be worth it. I'm excited about it. So check out Jaws, The Revenge, and you can check it out on Amazon Instant. That's the best way, I think, to watch it because it's not on Netflix right now. I mean, you can, of course, get a DVD, but I don't know where you get that. It's on Amazon Instant. Go watch Jaws, The Revenge. Now, as we do with every one of our mini episodes, we just talk. We find out what's going on. I'm going to tell you what's going on. How Did This Get Made is coming live to your town at Bumbershoot. That's right, Bumbershoot in Seattle. We're doing 3 days of shows, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with special guests. And we have a bunch of movies lined up. If you're a fan, you want to know what movies we're going to be doing, I'm going to tell you. This is going to be like almost a double mini episode. So you can prepare before you come out to see us in Bumbershoot. We're doing Super Mario Brothers, Cobra with Sylvester Stallone, and Roadhouse, the Patrick Swayze one. These are all audience favorites. You guys have requested them. We're doing them live. They will be available in some form soon on Earwolf. But if you're coming to the live shows, that's what you need to prepare right now. Those three movies. And so come check us out if you're in Seattle. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, let me just get this out of the way. Yes, I know. No reason to tweet at me anymore. Gossip Gertie from Batman and Robin is not just some no-name actress who is friends with Joel Schumacher like we hypothesized. She is rather the widow of Bob Kane, the creator of Batman. I liked our version better. But here's another chance where one of our versions is not right. Also, people were very clear to point out to me that it wasn't the butcher of N-word from Wild Wild West. People believe that Jason may have misheard that. I also like that he said the butcher of N-word just because it made the movie sound that much more racist because it was already insanely racist. So we're on the same page now. No N-words in Wild Wild West, and Gossip Gertie was the widow of Bob Kane. We can move forward. Also have to announce the winners of our summer movie league. Coming in tied out of over 500 different people. I mean, this is a huge movie league. Oh no, we had 1,050 people in our movie league. I came in right in the dead center there at 561. Our two winners are Doodoo Flicks and Huge Bonus Industries. So if you are the owner of those two accounts, that's Robin Bruce or Mundane Monday, we're going to give you a special gift. So contact us at howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com. Give me your address, and we're going to send you something special for competing in our summer movie league. Now, As you know, I like to answer questions. This is a mini episode. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm still looking for things to do in the mini episode, but I'm going to give you more content than normal. We're going to answer some questions that you ask me on our Facebook page, which is Facebook/ how did this get made? I hope that's what it is. Well, you can find it. Here are some questions that we got today. All right, Leo Logan asks, who is your celebrity guy crush? Oh, man, so simple. Right now, the coolest guy ever, Tom Hardy. How can you not like that guy? He's the best. Want to hang out with that dude? I want to just, like, bro out with Tom Hardy. What I love is that movie, The Warrior. He is amazing in The Warrior. I just saw that the other night. It's like two Rockies. That they made a movie with two Rockies in it. It's awesome. Tom Hardy, I have no, unabashedly, my celebrity guy crush. Eric Coulson writes, should my wife and I have a second child? Eric, if you have a second child, then it becomes us against them. That means you and your wife against your kids. Right now, it's the three of you guys. You're in it together. But once they get over there, then there's going to be a third kid. And then you're outnumbered. And then you know what? Your life just goes downhill. Eric, I'm going to say stick with one kid. Be a family unit. Once the kids start to be equal to you, you're done. Sorry to your wife, but Eric, I think this is going to benefit you in the long run. Jack Gregson writes, can I be a guest on the show? No! What's so mean to Jack Gregson? I'm sure you're a nice guy, but no, you will not be a guest on the show. again, mean. Jeff Kirkland writes, my one-year-old has a gap in his teeth like yours. Thank you for reminding me. Is there anything I should do about it? Yes, Jeff, get that kid on Baby Best Week Ever. Then everything will turn around. Get him on that. Joe Orner writes, where's the beef? Sadly, Joe, it died with that lady from Wendy's. Does anyone even remember that? Probably not. It's old reference. Courtney Miller writes, can you tell us anything about the next season of the league? Oh, man, Courtney, it's going to be crazy. It starts in October, mid-October. I'm not allowed to release the date yet, but Andre wears some terrible, terrible outfits. One which is compared to looking like an aborted fetus. Laura McCarcher writes that she just saw Piranha 3D and loved it. No question. Well, thank you, Laura, for being so open-minded. Yes, I work for Ving Rhames in that movie, and he was the best. I want to have Ving Rhames on this show. Wish he had a Twitter account. We could tweet at him. Kyle Brown writes, what is the weirdest band cameo in a movie? In my opinion, Alice Cooper in Dark Shadows. Weird. Not necessary. Very, very weird. Didn't want to see that. Like Alice Cooper, I guess. Does anyone really like Alice Cooper? He's got a couple good songs. Nice guy, but come on. Didn't need to see him in Dark Shadows. Actually, didn't need to see Dark Shadows. Kyle Brown writes, what's your favorite How Did This Get Made candidate for an animated film? It's got to be Delgo. Delgo is high on the list. I don't even know how you find Delgo, so that's why I've been holding back on it. I try to keep it in the Amazon Instant, Netflix Instant world, but Delgo, I think, is a little harder to find. Matt Loxley writes, will you star in Mrs. Doubtfire 2? No, because I have an aversion to latex. I would break out in a rash, and I can't do that many amazing voices. So the latex and voices really gets me. Oh, let's see. I'll try it right now. Ooh, hello. Oh, actually, I can do it. You know what? Screw the latex thing. Cast me in Mrs. Doubtfire 2. Kevin Fernandez writes, where can I email fan art? You know, we've been getting a bunch of great fan art. A lot of them are just tagged on Tumblr. That's how I find them. You can also email us at howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com. You can post it on our Facebook page, but you can send it to me on Twitter. There's plenty of ways to get fan art. We love fan art. We'll keep on posting them. We love that you guys do it. I said love that you guys do it plenty of times, so that's how much we love it. Artoon Kirk Call writes, how much longer should I work at my soul-crushing job? I feel dead inside. Artoon, this is the moment when you're selected. Because when you feel dead inside, that's when they're going to come grab you and bring you into the Matrix. Buddy, you're right there. Just hold on one more day because you'll be saved. You'll save the world. You're the new Neo. Everyone worship Artoon Kirk Call. Or Kirk Call. I was reading the computer too far away. Paul Comrie writes, have you ever considered bringing Mike Nelson or the other Mystery Science Theater guys to your show? I would love to. I just have no way to contact them. You guys were great at getting Kevin Smith on this show because when you guys tweet at these people, it makes them feel like the show is legitimate. And then they come on. But actually, I know Kevin. He was actually really nice to come on. That was really cool. Ronald Clark writes, when is NTSF SDSUV coming out on DVD? I would imagine it's before next season. That's right. We'll do a season 1 and 2 box set. Sam Crothers writes, people are looking at me. Do I look okay? Sam, no. Yeah, and this is embarrassing for me to say, you have a small, like, booger in your nose. So just wipe. Just, yeah, that's cool. Just get it out there. Okay, cool, man. It's cool. We're all good. Jack Faust writes, who would win in a fight? The real Jason Mantzoukas or Rafi from the league? Well, clearly Rafi, because Rafi carries a knife. Jason does not carry a knife. He has an iPad, but that would, like, shield the knife for only, like, one thrust. So Rafi would definitely kick his ass. Ryan Reed writes, can I smash a toaster with your head? Huh. Interesting. No. Spencer Bergman writes, any chance of getting Harrison Ford to be a guest on the show? What? Are you crazy? No. Well, you know what? Screw that. Why should I be a defeatist? Yes, we should have him on. Who knows Harrison Ford? Who can convince him to fly his helicopter from Montana down here to LA, land on the roof here, and then podcast? We'll do 6 days and 7 nights, and we'll talk to him all about it. That would be the best. Harrison Ford on this show. Any ridiculously big actor on this show would be hilarious. No one would ever do it. They would never do it. Unless you know somebody. Is somebody a big actor that's listening to this? Come on. It'd be fun. We'll shit on a movie. We've been in shitty movies. Yeah, you shit on one with us. I want to see a poster for Harrison Ford. Please someone make like a Uncle Sam poster. Like, we want you. And that will never get back to him because I don't think the man has internet. But he's got Weedernet, man. I've definitely cemented the fact that he's not going to come on the show because I've just called him a weed smoker. All right, final question. Here we go. Jonathan Bartlett writes, will you ever review Meet Dave? No, because I have never seen it. So I don't want to see it. I am in Meet Dave. Just my shoulder. There's a longer story to that. But I was cast as Lieutenant Buttocks and then demoted day of to Lieutenant Kneecap, and only my shoulder is seen in that movie, but I will act out my part for you right now. At the end of the movie, Eddie Murphy says that hot dogs can save his planet, or at least when I was on set, because I did not watch the movie, and I look at him with a mouth full of hot dog, and I go, sure beats protein squares. That is it. That is my contribution to Meet Dave. I just acted it out live for you right there. No reason to do Meet Dave, because I think that may have been the best part that didn't even make it into the movie. So thank you guys so much for listening. Join us next week for Jaws, The Revenge. This time it's personal. We'll be in Bumbershoot, and check us out. That's this weekend coming up. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we'll be there. Me, Jason, June, special guests that have never been on the podcast, and our first returning guest, who could it be? We'll be talking about Super Mario Brothers, Cobra, and Roadhouse. Also, don't forget to watch NTSF SDSUV. Second season is on now on Adult Swim every Thursday night at 12:15 a.m. right after Children's Hospital. That's the Thursday before the Friday. That's how it works, between Thursday and Friday. And we have amazing guests this week. The amazing Max Greenfield from New Girl. Check it out. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.